It is time for a one-on-one with OKM Music on this Wednesday, August 4th. It's 946, 70 degrees. We have bright, sunshiny skies here in downtown Bartlesville. You guys can't go wrong with that. Of course, we have Rose Hammerschmidt and Michaela Curlis. Hopefully, I got that right. Joining us today for this one-on-one. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing well, thank you.
We're doing great. I'll get you a little bit closer to the mic there, Rose.
Okay.
Well, I've heard that you guys had to say goodbye to someone this week or in recent weeks. What can you tell us about that?
Well, first I'd like to do a tribute to Ryan Martin. He was our director of marketing and social media, plus many other things in the office, and did a wonderful, wonderful job. But all of his fans, I just want you to know that he has taken a job with Disney, mm-hmm. his dream job, and he left us in July 20th.
Everything just kind of meshes together when you think of time.
I know. He did a fantastic job with design, social media, and overall just interacting with the community and all of many things during the festival and outside of the festival. So I'd like to say, well, you'll be missed, Ryan.
Yes, Ryan always did a great job. It was always great to hear from him here on a one-on-one when he would come up here to talk about all the concerts and everything. So he will be missed, especially on one-on-one with pros.
Oh, he will. But I'd like for you to meet Michaela's Curlis, and you'll see many new faces in our office. And I'm going to turn this all over to Michaela.
Okay, Michaela. It's nice to meet you. What can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, so I am going to be the Director of Development and Special Projects for OKM. I'm very excited about this new position. Most of my background is in dance, and so I'm thrilled to be sort of incorporating and maybe contributing to OKM with this new perspective in a different art form. But of course, as you know, dance and music go hand in hand, so I think this will be a great fit for me.
Yeah, totally. And how does dance kind of fit in with OKM and what everything does there?
Well, you know, actually, we are thinking about maybe including some more different art forms. As you know, OKM has had singing, they've had music, they've had just a different array of art. And so, you know, in this next season, we may be including some dance to highlight the musicians and artists that we bring into Bartlesville.
Yeah, that's great. Looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with in years ahead. Tell us a little bit more about you. Where are you from?
So I am originally from China. I was adopted at 9 months, and I have lived all over the United States, 7 different states to be specific. And so, again, I think this will be a great contribution, I feel, to OKM to be able to bring the perspectives that I've gained over the years to Bartlesville.
Yeah, definitely. And out of the 7 states you've been to, which one's been your favorite?
Well, I think that's difficult because I love all of them. For sure, I am very glad to be here in Bartlesville. I love the small town feel, the community atmosphere, and just being able to see friendly faces as I go into local grocery stores and shops.
And could you tell us some of the projects that you're going to be working on as the Director of Development in the years ahead?
Yes. So I'm going to be working mostly on grant writing, meeting with foundations, and basically talking to other organizations to get sponsorship and support for OKM so that we can continue hosting the quality events that OKM is known for.
That's great. And of course, you guys have some other people that are joining you as well. What can you tell us about them?
We do. So the first one is Wyatt, and he is going to be our director of marketing. He's going to be taking over for Ryan. And so he's going to be doing our public relations and social media. He is a native to Bartlesville, so we are so excited to have him with us so that to have someone who knows Bartlesville inside and out, who knows the people and is involved with the community. He is a teacher currently at Tri-County Tech. He is teaching creative marketing and communications. He is a graduate also from OU with a bachelor's of creative advertising. And he's currently on the board with the symphony and is involved in the family healthcare clinic. So we, again, are thrilled to have him with us because he can bring, we're excited to partner with Tri-County Tech. His involvement with them will allow OKM to give his students an opportunity to have real world experience in their field, and then just also be able to bring OKM some fresh insight as well.
Yeah, I remember going to school with Wyatt here at Bartlesville High, so it's a great addition there. So definitely happy to see that. I remember that announcement coming, I think, last week. But how does he kind of add a little bit of an edge, too, in terms of creating interest with a younger demographic?
Well, all three new employees are under the age of 30. So I think that will be beneficial just because all of us will have some perspective on what our age group and what people around our age will be interested in, the types of events, the types of music, also how we can reach out to them in a more, you know, technological way.
And you said there was a third person. We haven't got to that yet. But who is the third person? Are you guys sisters? Or?
We are, yes. Okay. I am proud to call Gianna my younger sister. And so she is going to be joining the team as well. And she's going to be sort of the Jill of all trades, as you might call it, for OKM. She's going to be doing a little bit of office administration, a lot, some marketing, some social media. She's also going to be acting as our historian, documenting all the things that OKM does.
That's great, yeah. And were you guys adopted at the same time? What's the background for her, too?
So she is also adopted. She was adopted 4 years after me, so
okay.
But at the same age, so at 9 months of age. Also from China. And as you can imagine, we've both lived in the same states, shared very similar experiences. Her background is also in dance. Both of us are dancers, and she also is a writer, a painter, a photographer. So she has a wide array of art interests. So she's very excited to be including now music and adding that to the list.
I mean, it sounds like OKM got a power team here.
We did.
Call them the Fab Three or something. We'll come up with a better name. I'm not really, not very creative this morning.
That's all right.
The Trifecta Three, maybe that.
That's a better one.
Yes. is there anything else you guys would like to add about the newcomers? Anything you want to say about yourself too?
No. I think, let's talk a little bit about the children's programming.
Yeah.
I do it all the time,
yeah.
But it's something new. Every year I have done something new and exciting for the children,
mm-hmm.
and this year is not going to be any exception. I already have pretty much my whole schedule and more to come on that array. Well, it's from the 4th through the 9th,
mm-hmm.
and then when the festival kicks off, my children group will also be participating in many things with them too.
Awesome.
Gianna sits next to me in the office.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, okay. Michaela, tell us about maybe some of the big events that are coming up just very quickly.
I would love to. So the first event that you'd want to mark your calendars for those who are listening, is October 2nd, and that is Oktoberfest. There's going to be games, live polka dancing, music, beer and wine, all kinds of things for the family. And so bring everyone that you know. And that's going to be possibly at Washington Park Mall. The location is yet to be determined. And then the second one is the Chris Kendall Market. And that's a holiday, you know, event with tons of vendors local here in Bartlesville. So be sure to come out and support them as well. For more of the later on events that we have going on, we'll have a Coterie Concert Series. And those are sort of personal, more elite concerts that will be held in different places around the Bartlesville area. And then last, we will have a socially savvy croquet party. And that's a time capsule event that will take you back in history to the golden age of Hollywood. There's going to be croquet, cocktails, and lots of concert music that you will enjoy. So be sure to keep an eye out on our website and our Facebook page, and we'll have updates more to come.
And maybe I'm wrong, but is the socially savvy croquet party, is that new?
That is new, yes. That's an addition that we've created, and so we're excited to kind of be sharing that with you.
And you said possible Washington Park Mall location for Oktoberfest. what other locations might you guys be considering for that, if you're able to talk about it?
So another location I know we might have it is downtown, right in front of, I think it's Crossroads, I want to say. Okay. So we may have that street blocked off. I know that the Chris Kindle Market is 99% sure going to be at the Washington Square Mall. We found a beautiful space to hold all of our vendors, so be sure to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. And how excited are you guys? I mean, obviously this is a little bit away, but really isn't, though.
It's not, no. When it comes to event planning, we're already, of course, planning for the 2022 OKM Music Festival. And so, yes, these events are right around the corner. We're busy at work trying to make all the preparations and get all the logistics set in stone.
Awesome, yeah. And you guys meet, what, once a month? Or
once a month for...
Just to get ready for everything?
Oh, events? Goodness, no.
We work every day.
We work every day. We hope to, you know, our goal is working 9 to 5, but in the arts, one can never be sure. Sometimes you're working overtime weekends. It's a lot of teamwork and prep work to put into the festival, and it's all hands on deck.
Well, it's good to know for everyone that's listening that you guys put in work every day for all these events to make them as great as they are every year. What else could you tell us about OKM? We still have a couple minutes here. What's the mission of OKM?
Mission is to serve the community with music and to educate our children. Mostly that, because it's the children who, if we educate them, they become very strong in the arts. Mm-hmm. And that's what we would like to promote.
Yes. And for people that want to support you guys, how can they go about doing that?
They can either call the office at 918-336-9900 or 9800, and we will direct you to, you can do it online at okmmusic.org and do a donation if you'd like, or come in person. We'd love to see you. We have a wonderful little gift shop, and we still have some items in it from the festival this year.
Okay.
So come in. We'd love to see you all.
And what are some of those items that you guys have from the festival?
We still have some ball. We have like a little ball cap that we can use. You can use it for golf. You can just wear it. A lot of the girls and the men use them. We have T-shirts. We still have mugs. We have some postcards.
Okay.
So we have quite a few things there.
Quite a variety.
We do.
And you guys are located downtown?
We are at 415 South Dewey here in Bartlesville.
Awesome. Well, we've been speaking with Rose Hammerschmidt, the Director of Children's Programming, and Michaela Curlis, the newcomer to OKM. I'm trying to find your title really quick. The Director of Development and Special Projects. It was nice meeting you, Michaela and Rose. It was nice meeting you again here on a 101 with the professionals today.
Thank you very much for having us.
And again, you're listening to K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. It is 9:59. Coming up next, we'll have a look at CBS News and local news.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional.